to the Man Report. I am James David Manning, along with Sabbath Rachel LaFleur. Broadcasting live from Sodomite City, going to be 88 degrees in the Big Apple today. 122 degrees out in Palm Springs, California. I've never been there. And 116 in Phoenix, Arizona. Both of those sounds not too close, not too far from one another. I drove through Palm Springs on a number of occasions. It's hot. They tell you to turn the air conditioning off because your car just can't deal with it. And I spent several days in Phoenix when the temperature was between 116 and 121 back in August a few years ago. I'll never do that again. I mean, I don't know how people feel Phoenix deal with that. 88 here in the Big Apple today. And hotter right here at Trump Tower. Got hot yesterday. Y'all see what happened? Corey Lewandowski got escorted out the building by security guards. What the Sam Hill? Anyway, our friends are back. The sodomites, they're back. They're after Sabbath. I don't know why they're after. Oh. And they're calling our children chimps and monkeys. Oh, boy, my God. Jesus. So we're going to be talking about it today. Hey, by the way, y'all check out, Muhammad Ali's wife stopped by the other day. What do you think about that? Huh? You didn't give me any response to that. There's a lot of things to do. Election's coming up. We've got the economic collapse is on its way. And I'm afraid freeze-dried is not going to help you. Freeze-dried is not going to help you. You haven't got the word of God. You can freeze all you want and dry all you can. But you're going to need Jesus. That's right. Let's go to the Lord and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We love you. We magnify your name, for you're more than worthy to be praised. I ask you to bless the Man Report today because we need to be blessed. Bless the people that are listening that they might grow and endure. Thank you for giving us such a wide and awesome audience and growing every day. We know, Almighty God, Jesus, that you are the greatest gift that ever given, and the greatest prayer ever prayed is, Lord, forgive me of my sins and my trespasses, and the greatest answer I've been given throughout all the eons of the universe is, yes, you shall be saved, washed in the precious blood, your name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, and in your name, Jesus, we pray and give thanks. Amen. Amen. Someone said to me I should be telegraphing what our defense is regarding that cross. You know, when you're ignorant, you're just ignorant. Can you imagine how delighted I am to defend the cross of Jesus in courtrooms across this nation? Can you imagine how thrilled I am to get an opportunity to stand up before for Jesus? Can you imagine what a blessing that is? You're handing me a gift. How ignorant! They're handing me a gift. They're handing me an opportunity just to shine before the entire world, a preacher who will not let the faggots tell him to take down the cross of his church.
You're listening to The Manning Report with your host, James David Manning, and Sabbath Rachel LaFleur, the news behind the headlines.
All right, everybody, we are in the midst of a heat wave here in New York City. Well, not quite. We'll see. It's going to chill down out to tomorrow, but it's heat wave out west. But it was a heat wave last night on New York 1. I don't generally promote New York 1 because New York 1 hates me. I said, man, why you talk like that? Well, okay, maybe they don't hate me. They want to kill me. I think they'd be happy if I was dead. I think they'd come to my funeral, New York 1. Anyway, seven contestants on the stage last night, all vying for the seat of retiring Congressman Charles Rangel, who's been for 46 years, I think he's been the congressman for the 13th district here in New York City, replacing Adam Clayton Powell. He's just been there since Heck was a puppy. Now Heck's a grown dog with puppies of his own. And there were seven candidates on the stage last night at New York 1 in what was, I think, one of the lousiest, sorriest debates I've ever seen. They were all hypocrites, I think, except for one guy named Williams, and I don't think I like him because he looks like he might be, you know.
Yeah.
But the other item is that they were like, they were just uninteresting. They had nothing. Pardon me. Keith Wright was there last night. He looked like hadn't had his dose of crack, you know. God, he looks terrible.
Yeah, he did.
He looks off. He sounds so, he was disconcerting. He was trying to make himself sound like he's done something. He's been a congressman for years.
Like he was important.
Right, but he had nothing to say. Nothing at all to say. And then there was this other guy, Williams. See, I think he's been around a little while. He at least acted a little bit congressionally, like you might want to see him. I wouldn't want to see Keith Wright as a congressman.
Oh, God help us.
But Charles Rangel is pushing him. Charlie got nothing else to do, I think, to protect his legacy. And then there was the Esplanade, the guy who almost beat Rangel on two occasions last time. He's running, and he's okay. And then there was Adam Clayton Powell, the fourth, running. He's Adam Clayton Powell's son.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a loser from way back when. And I qualify saying that because I know Adam Clayton Powell, the fourth. I've met with him on several occasions. And in fact, a few years ago, I tried to get him to run against Rangel, but he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it, and he had been arrested on DWI, and you know, he'd been driving drunk or something like that. And he's trying to deal with that as an assemblyman for the state of New York. But he was on stage last night. Now that Rangel's gone, he's going to throw his hat in the ring. I think he should have thrown his hat in the ring 20 years ago, Adam Clayton Powell the fourth. Anyway, he was on stage, and they had this other guy,
Michael Gallagher.
Yeah, whoever he is and whatever he ever does or says. And they have this other Dominican Republic guy, Leonidas, or whoever his name is. And he was there. And then Susan Johnson, she was there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what her role was. She kept trying to butt in all the time. did you see it?
Yes, I did.
Well, why is she trying to butt in? They never called her for anything. I guess they just ignored her completely. So she figured, hey, if I'm going to get some play here tonight, she had a great big old ring on her finger. It looked like an elephant bone or something, you know. on a pinky, too, by the way. So I'm thinking to myself, this was a misfit crowd if I've ever seen one. Earl Lewis, they had too much light on him. It was just too bright. Then the people behind him up in the Bronx were booing. Earl got ticked off, turned around, told him, listen, two things. Y'all can either shut down the debate, which are booing, or I'm gonna kick you out of here. It was a joke. And I know you people across the nation, you know Charles Rangel probably, and the other people you don't know. Keith Wright, Charles Rangel and Keith Wright are two of the worst politicians you ever want to find anywhere. They're both cokeheads, crackheads. And I've both called them such on a number of occasions and never bothered to sue me, so I guess they don't like suits, lawsuits. But you saw it last night, Sam. You saw it?
Yeah, I saw clips of it, actually.
If that's what's going to happen in the 13th District, if these are the persons running, we're in trouble,
That's the truth.
Because they were certainly unexcited. And one of the things they did talk about was gentrification last night.
Yeah.
But they all obfuscated because everybody, except for that Susan Johnson, who said something on the other way, people ought to be able to live where they want to live. I thought it was ignoramus of her coming out of her mouth. Because they did talk about the disparity of how low the income is for the indigenous people of this community, and that gentrification has wrecked the lives of a lot of people. They did make mention of that in all these luxury high-rise apartments and the empowerment zone. They made mention of that, but nobody took a strong stand, such as what I would have taken had I been there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Nobody took a strong stand because everybody has benefited from these politicians, benefited from gentrification. They've been paid off, you know, by developers and by banks, lawyers, you know.
Yeah.
So it was, but I watched it last night, some of it anyway. I had to leave at 8 o'clock because I had an interview with Channel 9, Fox 5 News, rather.
Really?
Yeah, I did. She was back here last night. A little skinny set.
Really? The same person?
A little skinny one. Yeah, I don't want to lie on me.
Ah.
I told her too, by the way.
Very interesting. How did she respond?
She said, "Well, no, I didn't." I said, you misrepresented me last time. I did the interview.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, "You misrepresented me last time." She said, "What?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "You know, you said that this church was taking lavish trips to China and to Europe, but you failed to tell the people that this was these trips were traveling seminars for the students of the school. You've left that part out.
Right.
You made it seem as if I was just spending big bucks laughing." She said, it's still a little bit lavish. I said, "Why is it lavish for us to travel to other parts of the world as a school? If it was Harvard, if it was white people doing it, you wouldn't say it was lavish."
That's right. That's
right. And she looked at me, her eyes started flitting, her false ally, she started jumping and everything. And I said, it's still a lavish trip. I said, "We can't afford to be as well educated as everybody else.
No, we're supposed to be niggas just sitting here."
And so then I said, "Well, what about," you said, "all this expensive equipment we got in our media center, as if we got millions and millions of dollars of state-of-the-art equipment." You made it seem like, and that's not the case either. And then the other thing was, while we're out there on the sidewalk, I said, a woman came up to me with three children and said, "This is a man of God, a true man of God. She wanted her children to see. You're looking at a true man." And you had the camera right there. It was all on camera. You never reported that. And I said, a brother came up to me also while we were out on the sidewalk there on Lenox Avenue. "You go out there and you interview people and they say all kind of negative things. You put that on the air, but you don't put the good things on the air." She said, "Well, my editor, you know, my producer, my editor, my program director, he makes those decisions. I don't make those decisions." I said, "Okay, all right. All right, but I don't mean I'm with you." You know, she said, "I'm with you." You know, lying through her teeth.
Mm-hmm.
But she was here last night.
What is it for the same reasons? The sign that foreclosure.
She came last night, 8 o'clock at night. By the way, because of the fact that I got an announcement out there that a faggot was involved in was a shooter down there in Orlando.
That's
she said,
right.
"Oh, is that why did you say that?"
Because it's the truth. What else is there to say?
She'll ask me a question. That's what she asked. Why'd you say that? Anyway, so I showed her the...
You showed her the letter?
Yeah, I did.
Wow. And what did she say?
I said to her, I guess we can get into it now. I want to get into it now.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah. I got this letter yesterday in the mail, right? Yesterday, it came in the mail.
Right.
And it from the same people. Here's the envelope that came in.
Same person who sent the envelope.
Yeah, sent the other last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Said sodomy shall reign, and everything else it said. I forgot what it said now. The last week. Anyway, it says at a time in history when we were still talking about black people were still swinging from vines and treetops in Africa, there was a great civilization known as ancient Greece. With a strong military, magnificent architecture, myriads and philosophers and scholars, etc., and is still considered one of the greatest civilizations of all time. And guess what? Sodomy was prevalent, even highly praised, and the false prophet known as Jesus was still unheard of. This is what this article says, writer says. Then it goes on to say, but there will be a new dawn, a new golden age, when all of the delusional teachers of the Abrahamic religions will be annihilated, including your nigger church. It is right there. I got that yesterday in the mail, right? But there's more. I just want you to see that. There's more. There's a picture of two women out here doing a bump. They're doing a humping one. They're bumping one another.
Now, the picture above it, what does that represent?
I have no idea. You know, we have that same thing on the dollar bill, you know, mm-hmm. the pyramid with the eye in it. It's some sort of Illuminati kind of a insignia. I have no idea what it means. Anyway, but there was also a second page number two.
Yes.
Page number two,
mm-hmm.
right? So I showed her this, and I said to her, well, let me read it. It says, how Captain LaFleur has been able to impregnate that greasy sow, Sabbath, to conceive five children is beyond my comprehension. But maybe she is considered beautiful by nigger standards. Who knows? And then you have the audacity to call us gay people deranged. And by the way, it's a waste of both time and money to try to educate those little outlaw chimps. They would be the laughing stock all over Korea as soon as they start to smack their monkey lips in a classroom. And it has a picture here, and it has a little monkey saying,
right, outlaw. That's supposed to represent our children, right?
Said. Yeah, that represents our children. That's what they think about our children.
Yeah.
So I showed her this, right? I showed mm-hmm. last night at
yeah.
9, right? And I said to her, I said, now, if you don't, if you need to show this to me, why don't you show this to your producer? Have them show this to the world that this is what the sodomites think about black folks.
Right, exactly.
About black children.
That's right.
You run up here mm-hmm. and all the media protect, they promote sodomites as if they are the cream of humanity. They get all this protection, they get all this promotion,
mm-hmm.
they get all of this praise. And anybody who says anything negative against them gets shot down, lose their jobs, go to jail even.
Mm-hmm.
I said, who's going to protect the children in this community? Who's going to protect the black children that these sodomites think are chimps?
Yes.
They think they're monkeys.
Yes.
They think we're monkeys.
That's right.
Why can't you tell the world that's what they think about us? She said, well, it's not my call, you know.
But she can bring it to their attention.
Well, she can.
Yes.
But my point is, I said to her, and it may not be her call, but I said, you know, your manager, I said, if your manager does not do this, I'm going to put it on blast. And I'm going to say that y'all don't want to know the truth. You
that's
just want to point out what you want to point out.
Yeah, because that's not going to make them money.
Well, it might, but I think the thing of it is that it's too much of the truth.
Yes.
It's going to point out
that's
that
true.
The sodomites are what I say
exactly
they are.
Exactly what you've been
evil,
saying.
Evil, violent,
yes.
mean-spirited people, and all the nigger sodomites ought to know this is what they think about your children.
That's right.
All you so-called African-American,
that's right.
liberated, gay, if you must, sodomite, here is what the white sodomite think about your children, and think about the school, and think about the church, and think about the education possibly. Here's what they think about you. And by the way, they say you were swinging on vines
mm-hmm.
while they were having a great time there in Greece
and getting high praise.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I I'm gonna see. She said, "Well, I'm gonna show up to my producer." She took pictures of her and everything,
mm-hmm.
and I suppose she will.
I'm sure she will too. You know, she doesn't have the say so as she stated.
No,
they will make the final decision. But are they going to be bold enough to make? Because Pastor, you know, the first thing I thought when I saw this letter was it confirms everything that you've been saying about the sodomites. And even the past comments I've seen when you initially put up the first letter,
right, right.
people were saying, oh, Pastor Manning and Sabbath sent that to themselves because they wanted sympathy, because it's hard for people to deal with the truth.
Right.
They don't want to deal with the truth that sodomites are the way that you have stated they are, but it's the truth. And no matter whether they deny it or accept it, it is still going to be the truth.
And I think I said to her, I stressed to her that people should not be able to say this about our children.
That's right.
And get away with it.
And get away with it.
This should be on the news.
That's
this
right.
This should be on the front page of the New York
yes.
Times. Because if it was said about sodomites,
that'd
it
be
would
it.
Be on the front
that'd
page.
That'd be it, Pastor.
It'd be the cover story. It'd be the lead story on every major news network. It would be. But the truth of the matter is that sodomites are a violent and a vile and a hate-filled, racist group of people running around here and talking about love, not hate. But look at what they sent me.
Yeah.
Look at what they said.
Look at the love.
So, right. So, you know, and so they call, how do you deal with the fact that they personally outed you, calling you a greasy sow? By the way, Captain LaFleur, let's get this straight.
Yeah,
right
get,
now.
Please get that
let's
straight.
Let's get this straight. Captain LaFleur is not Sabbath's husband. Her husband is Elder LaFleur. Let's get that straight. All right, so y'all get your name and your title straight. We do have the captain on the floor in that, but he's married to her sister, not to her. So, but they call you a greasy sow.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you? How do you deal with that?
I mean I can deal with that, Pastor. I've been called worse. So I can deal with that. What I can't deal with, again, is going back to the children when you insult the children, because the children are innocent. They have absolutely nothing to do with this. I'm a big girl. I can handle myself. I've said things that they don't like. So I can take, I can take that.
And this is the other thing. The woman would argue. Well, Manning, you've said some things about them. You call them faggots, lesbos, you call them dykes, and you call them all kind of ugly names, and you said all kinds of things like that. So they have a right to retort. They do. The problem is, but they say they are non-retorters.
Yes.
They say that they're lovers
they
and
they're
not
lovers.
Haters.
That's right.
I'm not saying they don't have a right to call names. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they say that they don't do that.
That's right.
They say that they hate, they love.
That they love,
and they don't do no hate kind of stuff. So I'm just showing them to be hypocrites.
And even if they did, it would seem that they would do it against you or I. Why the children? The children are innocent.
You're right. Why aren't they encouraging?
Why the children?
That? And they obviously know we're going to North South Korea, right?
Yeah, because they're listening to what you're saying.
They know we're going.
They're listening.
They're probably listening right now.
Yeah.
And to the sodomite that said this, what was a lesbo? What do you think?
Who knows? They're obviously not bold enough to say who they are.
They're scared to say they're not, in addition to being lowlifes, mm-hmm. they're cowards as well. But I think this comes from lesbos, not fags.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, too.
I think it's lesbos. Some women that are doing that. Uh-huh.
I think it's a cute little monkey, by the way, Pastor.
Anyway, I wonder what Obama would think about that. You know, I wonder if it was put on, let's say CNN, where they'd never do it. Put it on the news. If people said this is wrong, this is degrading. If this is these are the kind of sentiments that are going on in the lives of people across America, they're hiding something. In the age of Obama, they're calling black children monkeys. Obama, would you defend? Because you come from Kenya. You know, you're born in Kenya. You're born in the land of monkeys, Obama. You're born in the land of monkeys. Obama, how do you feel about this? Do you think that these people have a right to, or would you publicly condemn this the way you condemn the shooting, Mr. Obama? Would you condemn the fact that these lesbos and fags are calling little black children chimps, monkeys? Would you? And they're just, you can't educate them. You might as well throw them back into the wild. Mr. Obama, do you condone that? And can somebody reach Mr. Obama and let him know that the people that he is giving high praise to, constitutional rights, and the privilege and the protection of the U.S. Army, the CIA, and America's police force, he's giving that to them. These people secretly believe, and in their own private time, in their closets, call black children monkeys.
Yeah.
Mr. Obama, what you gonna do about it, homie? What you gonna do about that?
Not a damn thing.
You gonna let that continue? Yo, what you gonna do? What any of y'all gonna do? Hey, Beyonce, what you gonna do about that? Beyonce, you know, they think your baby with you and Jay-Z is a little chimp. They think, Beyonce, they think you and Jay-Z had a little chimp. Hey, Kanye West. Hey, Kim Kardashian. These sodomites think that you and Kim had a little chimp. That's what they think. Are you going to still support them? And don't give it this business about all of them don't think that way. They all think that way. Racism is still alive
and
well.
Right. That's right.
They think Kanye West, they think your baby is a little old chimp. Hey, Bill Clinton, you and Hillary. Saw y'all walked out the other day at the hospital with Chelsea with a brand new baby named Aiden. Well, ain't that wonderful? Ain't that wonderful? Hey, Bill. Hey, Hillary. Your babies are
guns, but our babies are chimps. Hey, Hillary, can you make this a part of your campaign platform to eradicate sodomites, calling black children chimps and monkeys swinging on vines? Hillary, can you make this a part of your campaign? Can you? Can you? Will you? Or it's not important to you? Hey! Hey, all you women running around there, call yourself African-American, supporting Hillary. She supports people that call the babies that come out from between your feet chimps. What y'all gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna say? Finally, Sabbath on this part, and I'm gonna move on. Got this monkey saying, oh, blah. That's what God, at least they listened.
Yeah, they're obviously listening.
Let's take a break.
Yeah.
I'll be right back, everybody.
Johnny's in the basement, logged on the internet. I'm in my headset, thinking about the government. Pinch-nosed Negro, man, and got a report. Long-legged Mac Daddy, stick me in the dictionary. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit. Manning makes years, but need to make a U-turn. Outlaw, she said, that's what God said. Children walking barefoot, 50,000 righteous men.
I want to say to them, and they're beautiful little children with great voices and extraordinarily talented, as you very well know. I want to say to them, Elder LaFleur, that I will never leave them. I will never. I will never walk out of this church. I don't care who makes me angry if that should happen. I will never walk out of this church and leave these little children without whatever I'm able to do as a pastor. Whatever I'm able to do as a minister or as a teacher. I would never be so selfish as to remove my presence from this church and leave these children to whatever catch can. I would never. I could never be so selfish. I could never be at peace with myself if I knew that Anna or Heaven or that Genesis or Israel didn't have me to greet. I couldn't be, I don't care if I was in the White House. I could not be at peace with myself knowing that I deserted them, that I left them for my own personal
reasons. That's what God said. That's what God said. That's what God said.
Trump has fired Corey Lewandowski. It's actually reported that Corey Lewandowski was escorted out of the building.
Yeah, he was. I saw that.
Wow.
Which is very serious, Pastor.
I mean, how
so you'd
could
have to be escorted.
God, yeah, I mean, yeah. You can't be trusted to leave peaceably.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on down there at Trump Tower?
I think more than the news is telling us, than the media is telling us.
Yeah, and we're getting some pretty salty stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And even that is probably, as you said, is not the bottom of the barrel stuff. Well, there's something going on down there. And they're telling us that, what I heard, I don't know what you heard, but I heard that the Trump's family don't like this guy.
Yes, they said the children.
Ivanka don't like him.
Yeah, neither does
And Ivanka's husband don't like him.
Yeah.
And then the boys, Eric and Don Jr., don't like him either.
Yeah, they said they had a problem with him. Yeah. Now the question is why?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, so how can I answer?
Yeah.
But what I can say, Sabbath, is that, I mean, he won 32 states. He he captured the denomination before the convention.
He got him through the primaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's got 14 million people to vote for him. So what was he doing wrong?
Who knows? Maybe he didn't agree with, Trump's turn. Because,
What do you mean turn?
His turn as far
as... He didn't agree. What do you mean?
Maybe Lewandowski did not agree with what Trump is doing now. Because now it seems like Donald Trump is changing, especially with his support for the sodomites.
But he's saying, Trump is saying he's not changing. That's what I just saw a few moments ago. You think that he is?
Yeah, he is.
You know, I was thinking that maybe,
Oh, could he have always been that way and he was lying to us from the get-go?
I don't think he was lying.
No, I don't think so either.
I would have smelled a lie. It's a possibility. I don't know what's going on. And I'm not here, by the way, to beat upon Trump. I'm not here to do that. I'm trying to analyze what's going on here, all right? As I do in every circumstance. But I would suspect that his children, being younger like they are, they could possibly be potentially more inclined, first of all, to embrace sodomy. That would be one
because
thing.
Because they're younger generation.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is that they may be more inclined to go with some of their younger friends that are politicians or at least in the... But I think the other thing is that Trump is under heavy, heavy pressure to actually change and run to the center.
Yeah.
And be more moderate, because that's what everybody does.
But he keeps saying that he's not going to do that. He keeps saying he's not going to change.
But unlike most people who politicians who run for the president, the major Republican players say they're not going to support him. Mitt Romney's not even going to the convention.
Yeah, yeah.
Samuel Adelson, the big-time billionaire out there in Las Vegas, he won't give Trump no money.
The Koch brothers
ain't going to give him no money. Paul Singer ain't going to give him no money. These are the big players. These are the ones that buy and pay for politicians all over America. And all three of them say they ain't giving Trump a penny. In fact, they're not even going to the convention. Paul Ryan is only a Trump supporter in word only. He definitely don't like the boy.
He does not.
No, he don't.
He does not.
And everybody else in the Republican Party hierarchy is also against Trump. And I think that Trump is probably saying, well, I can't win without them.
They're going to try to dump him. They are.
I've been saying that along.
They're going to try to dump him.
I've been saying they're going to get Romney because Romney's the only, Romney's already proven and tested. He's already, they can just pick up from where in 2012. And from July to November, mount a campaign against Hillary.
You know, the other thing that they are saying is why Lewandowski was fired is that Hillary's campaign is triple the size of Donald Trump's. In amount of money and
true.
Size. And so they're stating that, they needed this change because they have to go about it a different way now in order for him to gain any kind of, value running against Hillary.
Yeah, and he has no campaign organization.
Yeah.
And everybody says that you got to have an organization. And one of the things that I believe that caused Ted Cruz to beat Trump in Iowa is that he had a better campaign organization structure.
Yeah.
He's very structured. And even with that, but he still had to lie to beat Trump out there in Iowa. And I think Trump has $1.2 million on hand.
Yeah.
Hillary has $42 million on hand. So there's no comparison.
Definitely
if you got to start buying ad time. Trump I just saw earlier today, Trump has put out a matching funds request for funds. He'll match any gift given to the campaign over the next 24 hours up to $2 million. If you give $1 million, he'll put $1 million out of his own money in the campaign.
And he can do that.
Yeah, he can.
Yeah.
But he cannot finance his campaign.
He doesn't have
enough money. Even though he's a billionaire, he doesn't have enough money to finance his own campaign. So he's going to need supporters.
And this is where the political skills from Hillary comes from. You know, she's skilled in this. She's done this several times. So obviously she's skilled in that area, which is why she's where she is. And so they're saying that Trump has changed the positions because, they have
to... Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you think that if Trump continued to be Donald Trump, which is what I know Lewandowski wanted him to do. Just right. continue doing it. Let's run it the way we're running
right,
it.
Right, right.
Let's don't use an organization. Well, I mean, we'll have some people and staff in that. But let's not run it the way politicians run it. Let's do it this new
yes.
way. Let's do it. You think that if Trump had just continued to do what he's doing, beat up on Hillary, crooked Hillary, lying Ted, you know, and crazy Bernie and Pocahontas, goofy Pocahontas, right up to the day of the election with that people would have stayed with. However, in order for me to have stayed with him, he could not. That sodomy thing. I bit that thing. Let's say anything else, I think I could stay with him.
Anything. The thing is, he would have won
if he stayed
with him. Not being political, he has made history in so many different ways.
Yeah.
And so I think it would have continued. The thing is now I think that maybe the campaign is feeling a little desperate because now they know that they're going against Hillary, who, again, as I stated, is skilled in a lot of areas because she's done this for many years. So now they're thinking, is okay, well, we have to change our tactics. But what he's been using has worked for him. It's worked very well for him. So to think now that they would have to change, I think that's what's going to be his downfall.
Let's just run another scenario. And I'm really, really hesitant, Sabbath, about running this scenario. I'm very hesitant. But I feel that the Trump family and the Trump campaign and Trump supporters worldwide can understand that I want to open this up and run it as an objective question, certainly not as a suggestive one, mm-hmm. God forbid. But let's say that the powers that be, the Obama administration, who right now runs the Pentagon, the CIA, Homeland Security, and every other law enforcement police officer and Boy Scout, said to the Trump organization, we'll take down your family. We'll take down your children. We'll take them down. We'll take down your empire. And we will start the process of long range killing your children. We can wait. If you don't back down and give this election over to Hillary, that's what we'll do to you.
Mm-hmm.
And your beautiful Ivanka, we'll take her down. Her husband, we'll take him down. Your grandchildren, we'll take them down. And we can do it. And we can do it in such a way that on a plane, we'll shoot the Trump plane out of the air. If you don't, now what are you going to do? And so get rid of Lewandowski and be a good boy and play politics the way the rest of us do. Or this is what's going to happen. I don't know that happened.
Right. Right.
Has it ever happened before? You bet your bottom dollar. It happened to Hillary Clinton during the last session with Obama.
Yeah.
So I just want to run that as a possibility. I think that would give us another light on why Trump is doing and also why he may be supporting sodomy. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying that's the case. I'm not trying to make any excuse for him. That's not what I'm doing. But these boys play for keeps.
That they do.
Nah, they're serious about this thing.
Yeah.
The Wall Street is serious about that money that they got.
Of course.
They're serious about that.
That's billions of dollars.
They don't care about no president.
That's right.
They're serious about their money.
Yeah.
And Trump is threatening their money. You know, you see how people threaten me.
Yes.
Listen, I don't tell people about the threats I get, mainly because just like when we did this thing here with the chimp, the mm-hmm. children are calling our children chimps and mm-hmm. monkeys. It gives notoriety to the people that done. Now we don't know the name of the people who did this, so we don't give them any credit.
Right.
But I don't talk about the threats that come my way, because people, for instance, Precious just told me about this creep who threatened another pastor who's a strong supporter of me.
Yeah.
They threatened his church to do harm to his church and to his members for supporting me. Well, I don't put that kind of stuff up. Well, I just said it. But I don't put that on the air because it just makes these threaters even more bold. But if they threaten me, imagine what Trump has been threatened
with. Yes, I could imagine.
And this may be the reason, Sabbath, that he has been told, it's your turn to lose. You have to lose this election. Because I'm of the mindset that he could have gone all the way to November just being Donald
Trump.
That's
right. I believe he could have.
And would have won, hands down. I believe
he could have. Yeah, yeah.
I believe that. But he couldn't have done it was he couldn't have done it if he was supporting sodomy.
Mm-hmm.
Because the evangelicals ain't gonna vote for him.
No, they're not.
But
of course he's scheduled to meet with them today, you know.
Oh, really? Have you seen anything about that?
Yeah, he's supposed to be meeting with the evangelical leaders.
Where are they meeting?
Here in New York City at the Marriott Marquis Hotel in Times Square.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and the top-notch Christian leaders he's supposed to be meeting with. And so, you know, I don't know whether this is going to make a difference. You know, I go back to our meeting with him last year in November, which was a very a good meeting, and I would still continue to say, but this has to be a different kind, especially because, you know, I don't know what's going to take place at this meeting. It's behind closed doors, so there'll be no cameras there, no media will be allowed.
Okay, then that means he doesn't have control there, and those media people aren't with him.
Yeah,
because where it's so that with the camera, it'll be open to everybody.
Yeah,
but I think that he could have won the way he was going, which means I don't think he can win now. I don't think he has a chance.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Not now.
I don't think so.
Let's take a break, everybody, and we'll get back with more of the Manning Report.
Manning is right, but I can be wrong. Is my song. You love me, you hate me, you teabag, and then still can't figure out how I got in. I am Barack Obama. Yeah, yeah. It's open forum. Why can't you show decorum? The red state that you come from has got you sounding so dumb. Different strokes for different folks, and so on and so on and scooby dooby dooby. Cha cha. Let me be clear. We got to live together. I am Barack Obama.
All them faggots running around here talking about they want equality. You ain't gonna never be equal. A man who was a homo, a sodomite, ain't gonna never be equal until he can carry a baby either in his testicles or somewhere and then give birth to that baby. Until I see a man give birth to a baby, he ain't never gonna be equal to a woman. Until I see a woman inject another woman with the sperm and she get pregnant, they ain't gonna be equal. It's a farce. It is ridiculous. It is demonic. It is the work of the devil. And I'm here to cast these demons out and send them to hell.
You're listening to The Manning Report. Dr. James David Manning promises to be right back. So please stay tuned.
Nassau's gone soul. We've got a dug on beat now. We're gonna call our very own. Nassau rock and Nassau roll. Nassau's got a whole lot of soul. Feel alright. Mini skirts, maxi skirts, and afro hairdo. Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's got soul now. Oh yeah. And we've got a doggone beat now. We're gonna take care of business too. Listen to the drummer playing his beat.
Alright, everybody, we've got the global economic collapse that's coming, and I'm sure most people have heard about it. I've been trying to inform people that the hedge against the economic collapse is the Word of God. That's what it is the Word of God. Let me tell you what I mean by that. a lot of people think, well, stock up on goods. And you should have extra water around all the time anyway. You know, there's a lot of freeze-dried products. And I'm not against all my friends in the media that are promoting freeze-dried. And it helps to support their ministry because they get a few pennies from the sales of that. And that's a good thing. I think that's a really good thing. And I'm very supportive of that. I just have to tell you that when the collapse happens, nothing that you have stored up is going to be reliable. Jesus said, don't store your treasure on earth where thieves can break in and steal. And moth can corrupt. But put your treasure in heaven. That's what Jesus said. That's all I'm saying. I'm not against you. I run down my show, you know. But I remember many, many years ago when Elijah Muhammad of the Nation of Islam, black Muslims, was prophesying an economic downturn. And he was saying that, people will break in your house and steal your food if they know you got it. And that's true. They will, if people know that you've got a stockpile of food, and that's one thing. And you may want to invite the neighbors in. The problem, I think, what most people aren't thinking about, and most of these people should be Homeland Security, Patriot Act, the Defense Authorization Act savvy. They ought to know that the government knows everything you got in your house. If you have been ordering large supplies of bullets or guns or food or camping equipment, the government knows it. You've been buying large supplies of gold certificates, the government knows that you got it. It ain't no secret. Homeland Security knows that you got that stuff, and they're going to come take it from you. So, but I'm not trying to beat up on anybody. I don't want any of my friends. A lot of friends I talk about, I'm on their broadcast. When I'm on their broadcast, I hear them talking about, buying these products. I'm just simply saying that the only thing that's sure is the Word of God. And you need to lay up treasures in heaven is what you need to do. You know, when the drought took place back there and when Elijah prophesied it, God sent Elijah to the house of a widow, and she getting ready to die. And then she ate, and she fed Elijah, and the Bible says they all began to eat. But the economic collapse is coming, and I think my good friend Dr. Broden said last week that people say, oh, you've been saying this for years. Yeah. We've been saying the tribulation's coming for years, too, and it's coming. We don't know when. But it's coming. And one thing we are sure, we're closer today than we were yesterday. That's for sure. So I would think that our political situation right now, racially, politically, economically, in America is so tenuous that there is no amount of political posturing, if you will, that can straighten it out. When we reach we're at a point where we're at now politically at an impasse, there needs to be some sort of a reckoning, such as a revolution or a collapse of the market or something, to get us back on the right footing. And so I simply say you ought to put your trust in the Lord. It's what you ought to do. You ought to have your treasures in the storehouse of God rather than in your house. That's what Jesus said. Amen. So. All that's coming up. Now, we're on our way to China. A lot of people say, why are you going to China? Why are you going to Korea? And we just got a bill for, by the way, if you're listening and you just got a recent letter from us indicating that our attorney sent us a invoice saying our most recent bill is $49,000. Now, we've already paid them $33,000, right? And we owe them $49,000, and it ain't over with yet. By the way, thank all of y'all for giving, the gifts are pouring in, and we thank you. We thank you for giving. You can't begin to believe how blessed we are to know that you're out there standing with us and supporting us. Everybody's giving what they can give, and we're appreciative of that. But we're still over $49,000, and we're going to pay it. And one would argue, well, then why are you spending money going to South Korea and China
when you got this massive legal bill in front of you? Well, there are a couple of things. One is that we can do both. We can do both. We can walk and chew gum. We actually can. And we're not going to lose our church in any circumstance. I don't think I've ever told y'all this, did I, publicly? When this matter went to court back in 2009, the foreclosure action took that long to go through the courts. When it went to court back in 2009, the lawyer that represented, I didn't know it was in court. He didn't tell me. He was informed because he was a lawyer. They informed him, but he didn't inform me. And the reason why he didn't inform me, though he went to court to represent, is that he was suspended from practicing law. That's right. The lawyer that represented us when the foreclosure action got started was not permitted to practice law. And this is official on the records, the court records, the Bar Association of New York. He could not practice law. So the case is going to be thrown out on that alone. Not to mention, I didn't know about it. I had no idea that this foreclosure action was going on back in 2009. But he went, and he couldn't, we didn't have a lawyer. The lawyer misrepresented himself, and it's crazy. So we're not going to lose the church building. But our attorneys have been able to uncover this. They're doing a good job. They want to get paid. They got to get paid. They know that this is a profitable ministry. We're blessed over here. I'll say so. I ain't scared of nobody getting jealous. You know, we're blessed. No, we got it going on. God's blessed us. He'll bless you. Come on over here. Sit down. Humble yourself. Sit at the feet of Pastor Manning and let him teach you, and God will bless you. Oh, sure he will. Anyway, so we're going to go. We can walk and chew gum. We're going to China. And because our children, they graduated from high school, and I've been telling them for the last year that they're going to go. Well, we're going to go. We're going to walk the Great Wall. We're going to go to Tiananmen Square. And we're going to go to Seoul City. We're going to go. We're going to learn the education process over in Seoul, Korea. We're going to go. We're going to do that. And we're going to be blessed. And y'all are helping us, and we give God the praise. So I, you know, want to give you an update on that. Haiti is looking a little bit more distant. I think Haiti might be September. For several reasons. Reason number one is that coming back from South Korea and then 2 days later going down to Haiti, I don't know if I'm going to have the kind of energy and strength to do so in an appropriate way. So we may have to regroup ourselves for the Haitian trip. But we're going to Haiti, and we're going to go down there. We're going to build some churches, paint some churches, buy some carpet, and, you know, and buy some air conditioners. We're going to go down there, and we're going to do a number of things down there in Haiti. Try to establish a satellite link. We'll buy some computers. We're going down to Haiti. We're going to do some good things down there in Haiti when we get down there. When we get down there. And the Lord is just really, he's just blessing us, everybody. What can I tell you? I mean, he'll bless you too. We're not special. Probably bless you better than he's blessed us. You know, we ain't all that. Maybe you are. You know. But God's been good to our church, and so we give God the praise. So we're not going to lose our church. And I think the other thing is that the members, we're getting stronger. I'll tell you, Sabbath Saturday, out there in that courtyard.
Yeah.
Sunday. Well, Sunday, right? Yeah. Well, it was a good time Saturday. Well,
yeah,
too.
Saturday was
Father's
really nice
Day,
as well.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
By the way, thank you everybody for your Father's Day gifts. Elizabeth gave me this Bible. Y'all see this Bible? You see this Bible, right? It's a brand new Bible. The problem with this Bible, your new Bible, the pages stick together, right? You have to. I'm going to have to go through every page in the Bible because they're all stuck together. So I got, this is a big Bible, right? So when you see me with this Bible, because Elizabeth gave me for Father's Day, right? You see me with this Bible and I'm trying to separate the pages, that means I ain't read it yet. Anyway. So Sunday was a beautiful day, don't you?
Yeah, it was.
Did you have a good time out there Sunday?
Very busy, but I enjoyed it.
A lot of customers.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I understand it was like 6 or 7 people we had from France sitting out there. They all speak
yes.
French.
Mm-hmm.
But they knew enough English. Sorry, I don't tell you this. I don't know if the waitress told you this. They knew enough English to tell the waitress, the food take too long, no tip. Did they tell you that?
They did not tell me that.
What?
They did not tell me that.
No, you need to know that kind of stuff. No, that's what they said.
Wow.
That the food is taking too long. And so you're not going to get a tip. You need to know that. I mean, because you need to know how to organize.
Yes,
right?
definitely.
So you need to. I thought you knew.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that they, they stated that.
Well, they did.
Yeah.
So I don't know, what the story is with the, because I guess they wanted the food instantly, but I guess the food does take a little bit of time to get up,
Right. Yeah.
So you might want to look at that.
Yeah. I mean, we tried a new strategy this weekend, which worked a little better than the previous weekend. And each week we're looking at different things to get it out quicker. Because I understand I've been to many restaurants. You don't want to sit there for an ample amount of time
and
waiting
it was
for your
hot
food.
There too.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
First they bring the drinks out, then the ice melts, because the ice don't stay very long.
Yeah.
So I think those meals, need to come out a lot quicker. No, the guy said, she was a young waitress. I wonder, well, who was it that did that? It may have been.
I think it was probably Overture.
Somebody said that, these French people are rude. But they are rude. French people are rude. They're just. But they were right, though.
Yeah,
food was taking a little bit too long.
Of course they wouldn't tell me something like that.
They should have.
I didn't know that.
So I think you need to sit down and talk to them.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got Michael Baxter coming up on the other side of the hour. Is that right? We're going to have him.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, everybody, we are deleting people from our Facebook. I'm in Facebook jail now, Guantanamo Bay. And we're deleting people from our Twitter account because I'm following just too many people to be effective. So we got to deal with that, and I pray that you will be able to appreciate that as we do so. We've got a number of very important political issues going on. We'll be able to know probably by the end of next week where the Trump campaign is going to go. And one of the parameters, or one of the things that will help us discover Trump's effectiveness is whether or not he's going to get donations. If people don't donate to him, then we know that they're not going to vote for him.
Right.
And one of the things I think that when you oversee of a ministry such as what I do, the donations that come to this ministry indicates the large support. You know what that woman said to me last night from Channel 9 News after I fried her? She said to me. She said, you're the only one that's opposing sodomy in America.
Oh,
and she's a news person.
Really?
Yeah. I think she's right.
She said you're the only one?
Yeah, well, just publicly.
Publicly.
Yeah, publicly
okay.
Doing it.
Yeah.
She said everybody else is being...
Well, she's
right
about that.
They're trying to be understanding of it, or they're mediating it.
Yeah.
But she said there's nobody like you that's actually flat out denied. And she says, I like you. I'm with you.
Do you believe her?
Yeah, I do.
So you think she's sincere in that?
I do.
That's interesting.
No, I really do. As I live and breathe, as I stand before the Lord, I really believe that when she said...
She's probably afraid to let her editors and them know
sure
that.
She
can't let them know that.
Yeah, I'm sure. She better not.
Yeah.
She'll lose her job.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
But I haven't seen anybody else nationally. I mean, we got
people
who are opposing sodomy.
Yeah.
But...
Not at the rate that you're doing
it. And doing it right here in Harlem,
That's
too.
Right. Yeah.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.